coverlet.
Is that ever called a counterpin or
counterpane?
Counterpane, yeah.
Is that still a common term, or is that pretty old fashioned?
No, it's old.
Would the thing that was called a counterpane then be called a bedspread now, or were these different?
They were different, because a counterpane only came so far, and you had a dust ruffle, which we call a dust ruffle now, around it. And a counterpane usually was crocheted or knitted by hand.
Oh my goodness. No wonder they were fancy.
Well, they had the brocade.
Oh, did your mother have those heavy bed covers that had stitched designs around them?
Handmade quilts. Handmade quilts, and we just saw some the other day. What'd they call them?
Comforts.
Comforts.
Were they stitched or were they tacked?
I don't remember.
They were tacked, some of them. Some of them stitched. Your quilts are always stitched.
Oh, those tiny stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I guess they did it by machine, too.
No, they did it by hand. Quilting bees. They used to have quilting bees, and they quilt quilts and quilt comforts, but I don't know the difference between the two.
You tack a comfort, you quilt a quilt.
That's a general distinction I've heard. Have you ever heard a very heavy comfort called a sugan? This is a Texas term that's come north with cattle drives and with cowboys.
Sugan?
Yeah, sugan.
I never heard that before.
When you were a boy, did you make a bed down on the floor?
Pallet.
Yeah.
Made a pallet on the floor.
Up in Michigan, that was always a bed on the floor. We didn't have the term pallet.
I don't know where that originated.
Do you have any special term for high, flat land?
Plateau.
And flat, grassy country?
Meadow.
And low ground down in the river valley or the creek?
Oh, it'd be a gully or a wash.
How about that good, fertile land down there by the river?
That's black land.
Good fertile land around a creek.
I don't know any, except that's just good sub-irrigated land. The only thing I can think of we ever call it.
Is that ever called bottom land?
Oh yeah, bottom land. Sure, bottom land. Down the bottom land.
A place where there's, let's say, shallow water and cattails and the soil is sort of wet, what would you call that?
Swamp or, just in the lowland.
Where did your cattle graze when you had the dairy?
The pasture. We never had a meadow. Just a pasture.
Meadow would be for hay?
Oh, I don't know. I don't ever remember using much of the term meadow around here. Of course, a meadow applies to me, it was always just a small portion of land that was low land and it was well shaded and well irrigated and good land, more or less be a meadow.
Did you have irrigation here?
No. No irrigation.
All by rain.
All the rain.
What streams do you have around here? What streams?
What creeks?
Creeks? Yeah, what are some?